Well, I think like with, you know, with small children, that sort of thing, you know, it does teach the lesson fast, you know, like the whatever, the kid gets spanked or something, and it's they learn that that is bad. Maybe not necessarily though. I think that, you know,
There's all sorts of like, you know, schools of thought about not spanking anymore.
right. And I think generally you end up with a more balanced person when you reason with them, you know, and you appeal to that sense. And that's something that hopefully, if a person is not a psychopath, they'll have a sense of a reason, you know.
But I mean, it's not like these people don't know what they're doing is wrong. There's no way that you could break into a car and take somebody else's possessions and not know that's wrong.
Right, but I think that there's a lot of, I mean, and this applies to everything. There's a lot of excusing yourself based on circumstances. I think that that applies across the board at all levels of society, not just guys who are breaking into, you know, people's cars. I think you can say, oh, I'm, you know, the job I do at my whatever major corporation, you know, yeah, my major corporation or whatever is does some bad stuff around the world, but my job, you know, what I do is I just make sure that their computers work okay, or whatever. And you say it's not my fault, and I think that and what I do isn't bad, and I think that there's, you take any person, including myself and including you, and anybody who listens to this, if anybody listens to this, there will be an incredible amount, if you really look at what, you know, where you justify your own actions, you excuse yourself of so much. And so that, I think that you can extend that feeling to the guy who breaks into the car. He's like, I'm not killing anybody. This guy's a rich guy. I'm poor. You know, I can, like, he doesn't need this pair of sunglasses. What is it, a big deal out of him? One day, you know, he gets screwed one day. If I don't get this, that guy, if I don't pay that guy back, he's gonna kill me,
No, I mean,
you know.
I can think of 1,000 different scenarios where you're right. Like this guy, you know, he has got bigger problems than I do. I think like if you're breaking into people's cars, for sure you've got bigger problems.
Or maybe you're just an ass, you know. In which case, yeah, they do need a slap in the
Well
face.
then,
But
but what about this? I mean, so how do you make the distinction?
I don't know. Yeah, I think honestly, to make that distinction, I think it is a possible distinction, and people can be taught, can learn, but I think that the amount of investment you would need to do in basically a rehabilitation sort of system, it would be like, I mean, especially with adults, you would need 10 people
So in other
per
words, is it
inmate, you know.
possible?
I'm not saying it's impossible. It is possible. It is not feasible given what people are willing to pay for, you know,
I
rehabilitation.
mean, given the amount of money that exists, like for every person who commits a crime, a petty crime in this city or in this country for that matter, the amount of like money and capital that would be required to actually convince them that they're not doing the right thing and for them to
I
like
don't know. I
live like
mean,
decent lives after that, it's
you don't
like
know. You
just
don't.
almost like an untold amount of money.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it all comes down to just sort of an understanding of an ethic that putting yourself, but your own needs before other people's needs isn't right.
I know, but I
You
mean, what I'm
know?
saying, I mean,
And is that a radically hard thing to convey, or can it come easy? And it'll probably vary with person, you
but I mean, I
know?
think it's fair to say that with criminals, it wouldn't come easy
How do you know?
because they're doing it. Like, I mean, I think you like have gone way over the line where you're like, you know, there's like, okay, I need to like think about other people, and then there's like, I'm committing a crime against other people. You know, it's like if you're somewhere on the line, like maybe you'll like litter. You know, or like maybe you'll do some like small petty thing, but like to break into somebody's car, I think you've really like you're kind of way on the other side of the line at that point.
Yeah, but I would say that, you know, people would argue that that line moves for different people. And I'm not saying that there's anything right, you know, about that or whatever, but I think that people view themselves with in a generally forgiving light, and they w that line moves relative to them.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
and what I'm
Like,
saying is you're not going to be able to move that line back to a place that's good relative to most people without spending an exorbitant, if not impossibly, like high amount of money.
that's what I said.
But in effect, in practicality, there's no way we can do that.
Yes, but
Like, there's
it's
not
not
enough money.
it's yeah, I said it's not feasible, but it's not impossible.
all right, fine. It's not feasible.
Yeah.
And it's not practical. Right. And it's like, so in other words, it's like kind of out of the picture of like what we can consider as a possible solution.
Yeah.
So then what's the solution? Beat the crap out of
them. No. No. I mean, because then you
I mean, the solution is what? Like, we can't do what we should do because we can't afford to because, like, they're so far gone. How do we exact revenge, or do we even need it? I mean, is revenge even appropriate?
I think revenge is an inappropriate concept.
Well, then what is punishment?
If you want to have a live in a just society, then revenge is not...
Then what is punishment?
I don't know. You can throw them in jail.
But that's revenge, right?
No. I mean, that's punishment. Because revenge implies that you get some, you know... I don't know. You enjoy some satisfaction.
Well, I will be satisfied if he goes to jail.
Oh, okay.
But then, that's revenge then, right? I mean, I think anybody would.
No, I think there's a difference between justice and revenge. I think revenge is... I mean, this is just semantics now, but it for me... Revenge implies this sort of like personal.
Well, okay, like I mean, revenge. Justice in this situation would be that he repairs my window,
right,
and replaces the things that are gone.
Yes,
right, but that's not what it would be. It would be him doing that plus jail, right? It would be a little bit of justice plus revenge.
Well, you think that that jail stuff basically, or the community service on top of it, whatever it would be, would. Make up for those intangible things that you lost, such as your time, and it can never make up because you can never change a fact.
Right.
But it's a way of compensating or attempting to instead I'll do this community service. I will make license plates, or I will, you know, whitewash graffitied walls, or I will clean the streets or whatever. And okay, it doesn't directly make up for it, but it helps compensate in some degree for the intangible bads. I did this tangible bad of breaking your window and stealing your sunglasses. But there is also that intangible bad of, you know, you got pissed off, your time was wasted, you know, the city street was dirtied, which I guess falls more on the tangible side. But you know, you can physically repair the tangible bads. And you can't physically repair the intangible bads. That's why you have community service.
But you're just negotiating, right? Like, you're just negotiating, like, ways of replacing intangible bads, whether it's community service.
Right, and it's never replaceable, actually.
Right, so it's, like, either jail time or it's community service or it's, like, a public beating.
And you're voting for the public beating.
Well, I'm just saying it's negotiation, right? I mean, it's, like, it's basically, you know, your judgment as to which is the appropriate response.
Yes. I would say it's judgment based on a clear idea of what justice is.
Mm. Anyway, I just think we'll have to leave it there, I think, because I don't know if we're going to get much. It's like punishment versus revenge versus justice and versus deterrent, right? And I think you have to kind of mix all four of those ingredients together to try and come up with the best response. But I still don't know how we're going to stop people stabbing each other.
On the J line? Yeah, well, I mean, if I saw somebody stab someone on the J, I would definitely, you know, physically, intercede
for sure. But I mean, like, the damage is done, right? Like, how is it that a person can be allowed to just get on the J and like, or on the bus and just stab somebody?
Well, it's not like anybody really gave them permission to.
Yeah,
they just did it.
I agree, but it's just like these things happen so much. You know, it's like when you... I mean,
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
Apparently, there's a spate of stabbings in the Tenderloin. There's been, like, two stabbings in the past, like, day or something like that.
I have to walk home through that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, I mean, there's just...
I'll tell you if I get stabbed tomorrow.
I'll find out, I guess. Anyway, I just...
Do they have a description so I can know what to look for when I walk home?
No, but I guess they, like, went after two people who lived in some shelter. I mean, I think they said it was coincidence, but they didn't say anything other than that.
Huh.
What are we going to do?
Shitty.
Anyway, all right.
Move to the country. Build yourself a fort.
Eat a lot of peaches.
This has been the Irregular Search for Truth. Write to us, irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. Let us know your opinion. Bye.